Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. As part of a final project in their Advanced Placement English Language and Composition class, students investigated, interviewed, and reflected on aspects of life they felt deserved more attention.
Here at Roosevelt, it's incredibly important as a white-majority school to recognize and reflect on the disproportion in our school's population. Roosevelt is about 70% white, and with 30% of students comprised of people of color, it's important for them to have a strong voice in the school community. So many people to this day are influenced by negative stereotypes and prejudices they see in pop culture, social media, and beyond. It becomes easy for people to just make assumptions about how people act based on their race. This podcast will focus specifically on people who've lived an Asian American experience. First, we have Justin here to talk about stereotypes he's faced in school.
As a freshman, I was pretty clueless and ignorant. When I came to Roosevelt for the first time, I realized that I was different than the majority, at least in terms of race. It was a huge transition. I think the first time I was ever exposed to some sort of racism or stereotypes was when I was a freshman in math class. Every week, we would do these group quizzes where the teacher broke up the groups based on where you were sitting. Eventually, people caught on to this and began to sit accordingly so that they would be matched with the people they wanted to be with. I noticed that some people would sit next to me and other Asians, even though I didn't even know who they were and had never spoken with them. They did this because I was Asian, and they expected me to be better at math and be a better student. I was confused and shocked. These expectations that Asian Americans face in school continue into higher levels of education. We are always expected to be smarter and better academically than other groups, which might not always be the case. When we don't live up to these high expectations, we suffer through public scorn. An article from the New York Times titled, "Asians Too Smart for Their Own Good," stated, quote, "White students were 3 times more likely to be admitted than Asians with the same academic record," end quote. Along with this, when Asians succeed in college, quote, "their peers chalk it up to being Asian," end quote. On both ends, we face a lose-lose situation. If we don't live up to the expectations, we suffer and fall. If we do live up to them, our credit is taken away because we are Asian.
Stereotypes and unrealistic expectations are just some things that Asians tend to experience on a daily basis, but it's also much more than that. It's not only the students that have to face these challenges, but all Asians in a school environment, including teachers.
Ms. So is a Korean-American teacher, and this is her first year at Roosevelt. Here, she discusses what she constantly faces during her time at school.
The main challenge that I've come up against is just microaggressions, which are small things. Like, I might be walking around and someone might assume that I am not a teacher, or they assume that I teach math, or they assume that I teach English as a second language.
Ms. So has been working on a project where she interviews people of color and what their experiences have been like here at Roosevelt.
Currently, I'm working on a project where we're interviewing students of color about their experiences here, and many of them say that they've experienced microaggressions 1 to 5 times a week. So it's nearly daily. And if you can think about a student experiencing one hurtful thing even a day, like even if that doesn't seem like a lot, that can just pile on and on and on. It has a snowball effect of being really discouraging and feeling not welcome in an environment.
Microaggressions have a huge effect on how people experience their time at school. I know that they have played a huge role in my life and wish that people of other races would understand this and learn to accept me for who I am.
With the constant adversity that Asian Americans face in school, many lose their identity and feel confused. It's important that majority groups, especially here at Roosevelt, help Asians feel welcomed and help them rediscover their sense of identity.
I have lived in the Philippines for most of my life. I was born here in the United States, but feel more Filipino. If someone were to ask me where I was from, first thing that would come out of my mouth would be the Philippines. Back in my old school in the Philippines, I was mainly known as the white person. Mostly because I was from the U.S. and mainly people thought I acted like a white person. I eventually got used to this and felt that it became part of my identity. However, moving back to the U.S. was a huge transition. I was no longer considered the white guy among Asians, but rather the Asian among the white people. I was confused and a bit lost. I didn't know who I was, so I felt like an outsider. Often, I felt like I wanted to change who I was, just to fit in and be what others wanted me to be. Miss MG has been connected with the Seattle Public School District for 15 years now. She teaches special education and had a lot of interesting and beautiful things to say.
I've been an advisor for the Filipino Club. A lot of students don't want to recognize their Filipino-ness or their Asian-ness.
She also stated that this one aspect of Asian people is one that is truly saddening. Many people, like I once did, wanted to change who they are because of their race. Miss MG also added,
they're trying to be like everybody else because maybe for one thing they can't change their color. And because they can't change their color or their accent, they want to pretend or be like everybody else. And that saddens me.
It is important for Asians to be proud of themselves and their identity. We need to realize that we can't change who we are, so we should embrace it. I did this and can honestly say that I discovered who I am and found my identity.
Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. This segment was produced by Justin Hahn, Ezra Weigel, Zach Carter-Schwendler, and Jared Rose Kim. Special thanks to Roosevelt High School teacher Carolyn Kenny Hall and to the Roosevelt High School Foundation for their support. Original music was created by Steve Griggs through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.